Bonneville. Peace officers for the MD of Bonneville won't be given the authority to use shotguns to kill injured animals. On August 11, councillors voted 6-1 against lobbying the province for that authority, which would have been used solely to kill injured wildlife in a timely manner. Ward 3 Count. Mike Kraviak was the only councillor to vote opposite the rest of council. The proposal originally stemmed from council's 2020-2023 strategic plan, which included lobby efforts for increased peace officer authority. Matt Jans, the MD's general manager of Environment and Protective Services, told councillors on August 11 that RCMP in the area receive 30 to 50 calls each year to dispatch animals that have been struck by vehicles. It's not a priority for RCMP, though, so sometimes it can take officers time to fulfill the request. Most times, the animal does usually die from the vehicle strike, just not in a timely manner, Jans explained. The area has about 50 RCMP officers between the RCMP and Fish and Wildlife, Jans added, with 3 to 5 Fish and Wildlife officers around depending on the day. I think they should be able to handle it, said Ward 6 Count. Ben Fadiev. Jan said the MD's administration didn't think the risk would be worth the reward for peace officers to use shotguns. Though it would free up time for the RCMP and result in less suffering for the animals, the proposal would also carry the risk of a firearm malfunctioning, negative public scrutiny, and training and equipment requirements for the peace officers, which would cost $20,500 right out of the gate and about $4,000 every year thereafter. That said, the department does already have some shotguns, which Jan said haven't been used for more than a decade. Peace officers used to have the authority to use them on wildlife, but that authority has to be renewed periodically and lapsed around 2010. The vote ends one of three opportunities the MD identified for peace officers to do more. The other two involve giving peace officers the authority to pull people over who break traffic laws on provincial highways, and train peace officers so they can use their vehicles for emergency response. Those three opportunities were discussed at the July 14 meeting, and council wanted more information on the shotgun issue. At that time, Chief Administrative Officer Al Hagen said carrying firearms brings a whole new world of liability, including risks of theft, ricocheting bullets, self-induced injury and accidental discharge.